Thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. And welcome to episode 8 of season 2 here on Weekend Warriors Hockey. Remember, if you have any show topic ideas or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me today are Chief Executive Warrior Rick Parisi, Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Head Coach Rob Boyle, and our guest for this episode, a recent first-time Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy coach, Ray Bryce. How's everybody doing today?
Really good, Austin.
Good. Good to be back. Missed you guys.
Yeah.
Doing well, other than my timely appearance here. So
that's all good. We'll catch up. All right. Awesome. So today we are recording part 4 of a 4-part series on the Atlanta camp. Rob did bring up a good point as we were getting ready to prep this. Just kind of a quick reminder here, this isn't about Atlanta. It's just about different people's experience at a camp. And it just so happened that we kind of had some commonalities with me having been there and been able to kind of run through these episodes as we go. So if you haven't listened to parts 1, 2, and 3 and you're interested in some different perspectives, please go give those a listen. And with that, let's go ahead and welcome in our guest for today, Ray Bryce. Ray, thanks. And thanks for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to do this. This is the first time I've done this, as well as I guess my first time that I did Weekend Warriors. So.
Yeah, and that's the key we wanted to get into, is have an opportunity to talk to someone who is a little bit newer to coaching adults and kind of get your perspective on what it was like to do that. So we'll kind of roll through that. Let me do a quick kind of intro of Ray. He's originally from, Houghton? Is that how you say it?
Houghton.
All right. Houghton, Michigan.
Don't worry. You're part of the 99% that pronounce it that way if you're not from here. So.
He played 2 seasons of junior hockey in the North American Hockey League with the Sioux Eagles and the New Jersey Junior Titans. From there, he played Division I hockey at Michigan Tech for 4 years, including serving as the team captain during his senior year of 2019-2020. And most recently, Ray played for the Macon Mayhem of the Southern Professional Hockey League here in the U.S. during the 2020 and 2021 seasons. So, again, Ray, thanks so much for joining us. And I wanted to start off with asking you, kind of walk us through a little bit how you got asked to come coach at the camp in Atlanta.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I was playing in Macon, which is about 65 miles southeast of Atlanta there. And I actually experienced a concussion in middle of February during around, I think it was probably 2 weeks before camp. Kevin Kerr was my coach in Macon. It was apparent that I probably wasn't going to be able to return just due to my concussion issues and whatnot. I wasn't fully cleared yet, although I was feeling much better. The doctors and whatnot advised it best to just stay away from contact. But I was allowed to skate and stuff like that. So my coach had reached out to me and said, there's this adult hockey camp this weekend. Are you interested in working and make a little cash? You know, wasn't really sure what it was about, but, you know, not much to do when you're hurt. The guys would have been on the road, I think, if I remember, my memory serves me correctly. And, you know, I ended up working and had a great experience. It was a ton of fun. So
kind of following up on that, when you first got there and you're kind of setting yourself up for this mentally, what did you expect? Or is there any way to have an expectation with kind of how quickly it happened?
Yeah, I don't, no expectations. Like I said, Kersey said it was a blast. She said I'll have a great time. You know, I was looking forward to it. I've actually worked a lot of hockey camps. Primarily I work with kids 18 and under, or, you know, even like this week I just started working with kids that are 13 to 16. So usually the age range that I work with, sometimes you deal with, some little mischief out there and stuff like that. So it was nice not to have that. In different aspects, I should say, obviously there's a little bit, but yeah, it was exciting to be able to work with adults. And, you know, at first it was a little intimidating because I was probably the youngest guy there. And, you know, once you get settled in, it was a good experience, and everyone, you know, they're like a sponge. They're there to learn. They're there to get better. Sometimes when you're coaching kids, you get parents just to just sign their kids up and kick them out the door and tell them to get lost, you know, and these adults wanted to be there. So it's a blast for me to be able to do that.
Yeah. And what would you say kind of surprised you, like even over the course of the whole weekend, maybe once you were done, that you hadn't quite thought about when you first showed up in Atlanta?
Yeah. I just think like the improvement that I saw, you know, you have people there that they honestly really couldn't even skate. And by the end of it, they were skating backwards perfectly fine. And just the improvement that you were able to see over the weekend was actually very rewarding in itself. And that, you know, taken away from that, I think everyone would say that's one of the best parts about, you know, coaching and whatever you do, teaching in any profession is the rewarding feeling that you get from improvement and seeing people get better like that. So I thought that was really exciting.
Yeah. So kind of take that experience and with your younger players, probably players, I'm assuming that play at a little bit higher level than we do as adults that are coming to the camp, maybe getting prepped for something a little more advanced with college hockey or something like that. Do you have any like challenges that adult hockey players might face and maybe some advice on how to help them improve over what you kind of see with your younger skaters that may be a little more advanced?
Yeah, I think just with younger kids, they're on the ice so much, especially some of the kids I work with, whether it's power skating, I see them 3 times a week. And, you know, over the summer, they're also skating at night with other people and stuff like that. So I would just say repetition is probably key, especially at, you know, when you're older, it's harder to develop that muscle memory. So I think that's even more important at the older age to be able to do that is just get those repetitions in and, you know, take what you've learned from camps and coaches and, you know, anytime, even still, I'm trying to learn the game all the time and learn different ways to improve and whether it's watching Instagram videos or talking to other coaches, stuff like that. So I just think being able to implement those skills at a lot of repetitions is very helpful.
Yeah, I think that was brought up in the last episode is the challenge of ice time for adults. Just tricky. You know, you're not as a kid. We even talked about it at the camp. You know, your parents didn't just drop you off the camp and say, congratulations, you're going to hockey camp. But that does happen for the kids. They have practice a couple times a week and you get to work on these things. But it's a little more challenging as adults to do so.
Right. Especially adults. You know, usually for adults, they just go play beer league, right? How many practices a week do you get as a beer leaguer compared to a U16 AAA player where you're on the ice, you know, 6 times a week and 2 of those are games and 4 of those are practices or whatever. So a little bit the repetition to game ratio isn't as high in adults. So that's even more difficult for them and poses a, you know, harder threat to improve.
Yeah. And then I guess Rob, having been the head coach for the camp, overall from having a coach that you literally picked up kind of a few days beforehand, trying to integrate him into what you guys were trying to do. And then at least from my experience, I've been to a couple of camps. Oh, we had a lot more, I would say, beginners than the other ones I'd been to. What was the challenge for you to try and roll, you know, a guy like Ray in and kind of get this going, especially, you know, let's be honest, Rick also wasn't there. So you're kind of having to do a couple extra things.
Yeah, I mean, we have that a lot with other camps as well, where we have coaches that we haven't had before. The good thing or about this camp is that I did have Keith with me as well, who was familiar with the program. So it kind of made things a little bit easier. The great thing about Ray was, and you are a little nervous sometimes bringing a new guy, how are they going to do? And especially someone who's still playing, are they into coaching? Are they still very much focused on playing? I've worked with guys who have played pro and they come to do a camp and, you know, they know what to do, but just aren't sure how to express how to do it. And Ray did a great job. You know, I just went up and said, no, just jump in at any old time. And he wasn't shy about it. I mean, he was very confident in his ability to get his message across. And so it made my job that much easier. And you're considering I had other things on my mind. Did I, you know, am I missing something? So it was good to have Keith there to back me up, but it was also nice to see Ray not be shy and kind of get really engaged with the players throughout the entire camp. So we don't always get that, but I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, and I kind of asked that question not to, you know, pump Ray up any more than he already needs pumping up. But
well, he's young. He needs a little pumping up. He's young. He's, you know.
But for those out there who are looking possibly at going to a camp, you can kind of see that the quality of coaches that you get to come in. You know, you talk about Keith Groom was the other coach who's been with you guys. Rick, I don't know, you could tell me the number of years, but I know he was at Atlanta as the head coach a few years ago. So he's pretty trusted in the system.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but it's the kind of guys you bring in and that, that skaters can expect when you come to camp, and it might be a new coach, but you know, hopefully you guys have those relationships where it'll be seamless.
Well, and the way it worked out with Ray was, so the Atlanta camp was very unusual. And I want to say 5 weeks before camp, we had a bunch of goalies. We had 9 skaters. And then Austin and you and your buddy signed up. And then people started, I think maybe they got the word that you were going to be there. I don't know, but I don't know
that
what it was.
Absolutely not what happened. There's no chance.
I can't explain it, but Austin, 5 weeks before camp, we had 9 skaters. We ended up with 23, including the guy that showed up on the second day of camp and signed up. Yeah. Right. So, so like I all of a sudden was like, yikes, I'm short coaches.
Yeah.
And anyway, Ray's coach Kersey, Kevin Kerr, he's one of the guys I lean on when I need somebody because he knows everybody. And so I gave Kersey a call and he told me about Ray. So I, you know, I never worry about a guy, you know, if Kersey gives me a referral, I know it's going to be good, but Ray, just so you know, the feedback I got from the players was very good. One of the things that, you know, Rob touched on a little bit is that, you know, it's hard for a young guy like you to come in and be dealing with guys that are, you know, probably like more like your dad's age. Right. So, you know, you're dealing with guys that are older, but, you're kind of the one teaching them. And, everybody said, you know, you jumped in and you were seamless and, you know, we're able to help them out and very helpful. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it and I had some people reach out to me on Facebook and stuff like that and ask some more questions. And that was pretty, you know, like I said, it was very rewarding to be able to do that. And like I said, I've never worked with adults before, but my mindset was going in is if you're shy, no one's going to get anything out of it. It's never going to, you might as well just be yourself. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I even tell, I run some camps up in my neck of the woods and tell the instructors the same thing, you know, just don't be shy. Cause that's the worst thing that can happen. And, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Ray wasn't very shy at following Keith's lead at the banquet either on Saturday night. If you know, and I know Rick knows what I mean there. So
I do. Cause I got the bill.
I don't know how I'm getting the blame on this one.
No, I believe that Keith was the ringleader on that. Don't worry.
I'm
Ray.
Not like Keith's not on the call. We can absolutely bury him. It was 100% his fault. I'll just see what he gets.
All right. So I think we've sufficiently buried Keith there. So let's kind of bring this back to a hockey discussion. You kind of mentioned it, Ray, that, you know, you already have worked or do work in coaching in other capacities. Is coaching something you plan on continuing to do both at the youth level and maybe even if opportunities pop up at the adult level?
Yeah, no, that's something that I wanted to do for a long time. I got into coaching actually in college. I have some family friends that actually had a kid and they kind of extended their invite, you know, to just go out and help out. And I started to enjoy it. And I actually got connected through a AAA program and was working with an NAPHL team, fall league. They'd started something there. So it's just something that's kind of fallen into my lap. You know, I'm pretty fortunate that that's happened. And now it's something that I really want to do after I'm done playing. And, you know, for me personally, I think next year is probably my last year going to play, just my body and, you know, time to not making hundreds of thousands of dollars off playing hockey anymore. So I should say, so just, you know, wanting to start my professional career, you know, in my field as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
I would also like to coach, you know, something that definitely on the horizon that I'd like to do if I'm fortunate enough. Yeah. Whatever level that may be, I like I said, I do enjoy it. Something to look forward to. So
yeah, certainly there's got to be multiple rinks out there that would be interested or programs interested in having you come coach with them in some capacity.
Yeah, so. Hopefully. So we'll see.
Yeah. So Rick and Rob, anything that you guys were interested in talking to Ray about specifically with his experience or kind of moving forward with things with Ray as a coach?
I mean, he already kind of went over some of it, but you know, just in terms of, you know, the experience, is it what you expected? Was it different? Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, honestly, I had no idea what to expect talking to some of the campers, you know, is, oh, I'm from here. And it was actually kind of mind blowing, and it speaks volumes to the fact that people are willing to fly in from all over the country to do this. And like I said, I really wasn't sure what to expect. You know, I certainly hope that I wasn't going out with NHL guys, because I probably wouldn't be able to teach them anything. So like I said, when I got there, I didn't that first intro meeting, you know, kind of, that was a good icebreaker, and guys going, I effing suck and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool right off the bat to hear that kind of stuff. And guys, you know, and, you know, they're not afraid to admit that they want to get better. And that's the best part about working that too, is they're like sponges, and they're willing to get, you know, willing to ask questions. What, you know, kids, sometimes they're scared or intimidated by instructors or whatever, but you know, it's nice to be able to have just a personal like level conversation or mature conversation about getting better. Is, you know, that was really rewarding also.
Right. Yeah. That is cool. It's funny. We just had a camp in Cape Cod this past weekend. And, one of the guys approached me and he said, you know, what do you do about the fact that, you know, people are embarrassed to come to camp? And I was kind of like, what do you mean? Like, you know, and apparently, and he wasn't the only guy that said this weekend, but some people felt embarrassed to tell their friends or teammates that they were coming to camp. And honestly, in 19 years, I don't really recall that as being a thing. Do you, Rob?
I don't think it's an embarrassment. I think I think there's a little bit of a fear factor there. Sometimes as adults, we're afraid to take on a new challenge, or,
yeah,
you know, I think that plays into it a little bit. And maybe the embarrassment's just a kind of a result of the fear. But, you know, I haven't heard anybody come out and specifically say anything like that. But I do get a sense sometimes that, you know, I mean, we always talk about getting out of the comfort zone, and some people are a little afraid to do that because they've had is their little, you know, safe space where they live, and right, this is what I do, and this is what, you know. So that's why we tried to create that atmosphere, and that's why we always say, you know, we want to get you out of your comfort zone. We want to kind of push your limits here a little bit. And, you know, and if how many times we have someone fall down and everybody's just cheering them on, and right, and yeah, you know, so that's the environment we try to create. I think we've done a pretty good job at creating it. And but to say, you know, oh, you know, I'm embarrassed, I get it. I just think it's just a natural thing for adults just to kind of have maybe a little bit of that fear on taking on a new challenge and really kind of getting out of that comfort zone. So
yeah, maybe it's a Massachusetts thing. Cause I mean, I read post camp evaluations today, and two or three people had some comment to that effect where, you know, maybe I've heard people say, I was afraid to ask my wife to go away to camp, or, you know, but not like, and like you said, yeah, definitely uncomfortable in terms of, you know, trying new things and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, most people are like, yeah, I want to go to camp. You want to, you know, tell your teammates about it and try to get other people to go. And instead it was like, I didn't want to tell my teammates because I was afraid that, you know, I'd be embarrassed. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But
yeah,
like I said, maybe that's just that was just a one location thing. So anyway.
Cool. Rob, anything you wanted to dive into? Anything your thoughts are?
Well, I think I pumped his tires enough. He's good. Okay. He's
not gonna be able to fit through the door.
It was obviously a great experience, and I thought we bonded as a group pretty quickly as a coaching staff. And
good.
You know, I hope we get to do it again somewhere down the road. I've mentioned to Rick that if we were gonna needed somebody, that Ray would be a guy I would definitely have back as a coach. So.
Excellent.
That's
definitely more than hopefully,
hopefully somewhere down the road that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, this really wasn't about pumping up Ray, although I think it's important to give him some feedback on how well he did. It's more to have the listeners to understand the kind of coaches that they're getting. And even if you have someone who's coming in with your network between you and Rick and the other guys that you know, they know who to recommend to come in and coach. And I think that's a big part of what some adults get worried about is who's going to be coaching me. Is it, you know, some 14-year-old kid's dad that's going to come coach me? No, we're talking about some accomplished people who other people trust in order to send their names to both you and Rick to come coach with you guys. So yeah, there's a reputation thing.
you know, I'm not saying that to pump up race tires. I mean, he did a good job. And listen, we have had some recommendations that haven't worked out. I mean, I'm not going to name anybody, but it's happened. So, you know, when someone comes in and does a good job, you need to recognize that. We try to do that in the hockey world. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, step on somebody else because they didn't do a good job. But, you know, when someone's worth keeping and have around and, you know, maybe have another opportunity, I would certainly say so. And I think Ray definitely did that for himself.
Yeah. And I'd still say it's one of the most important things to me, especially when I'm recommending to my friends to come, is they're like, well, who are these coaches that are going to be out there? And from my experience, you've had a broad range of people, from professionals to just people who've done other experiences in hockey, who none of them would I say that guy shouldn't be out there or that gal shouldn't be out there. They've all been amazing. And I think that's an important thing to push to the listeners out there who are on the edge about coming, is you're going to get good coaches.
I also think one thing I didn't talk about was, you know, even just like you had mentioned with the different skill levels, I think it's important that you have instructors out there like that for these adult camps too, as well, because it's easier to speak to those players on that same level. You know, sometimes they're probably like, what the hell is he talking about or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to have those guys out so they understand, you know, their shoes sometimes, you know, that was, I found sometimes difficult is, you know, I have to think about how did I, you know, kind of learn that. It's been many years, right? And some people are, you know, they're still, even though they're instructing, they're still actually learning them that skill themselves, and they're probably better at teaching it than others.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Being able to tell somebody on any of the maneuvers you guys have us do, where weight goes, the timing of certain things, all that is extremely important to be able to communicate that to the player. And I still struggle with it every day on every move that I do. It's especially because, as you mentioned, as adults, we didn't grow up playing hockey, so it's a little bit trickier for us to get into it. It's just not a natural kind of thing to always do is to go out there and skate. So, yeah. So let me, well, I want to close with this for you, Ray. If you have something, we've had a couple of good answers on previous coaches we've had, but is there one thing you can think of that adult hockey players can work on right now to improve their performance? It can be on the ice. It can be off the ice. It can be kind of anything you think that, hey, anybody that's going to go out there and play hockey, could be something you use with your kids as well, that you think that we could work on to help become better hockey players.
Yeah, I think one of the things is a lot of these adults that haven't played in, you know, growing up, or they just picked it up in college, their muscles as they developed it, you know, into young adults and then adults, it was mobility, right? A lot of players came up to me and said, well, I just don't bend like that. You know, I just can't stretch like that. And I think, you know, that's one of the easiest things you can do while you're sitting watching TV. And, you know, I was talking to some player, just while you're watching TV or hanging out, you know, even at work, I still sit at my desk and just kind of sit in a lunge and stretch my hips. And just to get your muscles, skating is not a natural motion by any means. You know, we walk all day as humans. You're not supposed to put your legs out at a 45 degree angle as quick as you can. We're just not made like that, and through evolution or whatever that may be. So being able to stay mobile and strengthen those skating muscles and, you know, use all kinds of different muscles, probably one of the easiest but most beneficial things that you can do to improve and stay, you know, stay mobile. And you're also going to reduce your chance of injury on the ice, especially for people that only skate once or twice a week. You know what I mean? You have to keep your muscles and tendons in check, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those things I neglect more than I should, but I do try to work on the flexibility piece and the mobility.
And for that, so, I mean, there's tons of exercises on YouTube. You can Google anything and figure it, you know, part of the internet's incredible.
And that kind of goes into, we had a listener question we'll get into in another podcast about injuries. And you touched on the injuries, and some of those can be helped by just the way you manage your body throughout the day. So anyway, I won't get into all of that stuff. So again, thanks so much, Ray, for coming on and joining us. And Rick, I kind of want to throw it over to you with any either feedback from the couple of camps you went to, including the one in up in Cape Cod, and then also the ones coming up in Vail and Ann Arbor.
Yeah, so I just got back. We had camps on back-to-back weekends, one in Buffalo. Rob was there. And then just this past weekend in Cape Cod, and Nate ran that one along with, we had Nate's brother Casey and Kersey was there. Mike Delaverne with the goalies. We actually had a female coach come in, Tara Watchhorn. She's a former Canadian Olympian, came in and worked, awesome. Kind of guest coach, came in on Saturday and Sunday and worked with the players. So that was kind of, that was fun. And we are heading to Vail, Colorado, our annual pilgrimage to Vail. Rob's putting his fist up, happy to be going to Vail. We all love going to Vail. People always ask me, what's my favorite camp? And I always say Vail, and I got to stop saying that. And part of it's just, you know, it's not from the player's perspective. It's my perspective, like the organizational piece. First of all, it's the closest one to me geographically from Utah, but you know, the setup and everything, like it's the one camp where I can kind of relax a little bit and I'm not constantly worried about stuff because the hotel is close to the rink and we get our stuff at the rink and it's just an easier camp to run. But anyway, so that camp is next weekend, or not this coming week, not Father's Day weekend, but the weekend after.
24th through the
27th. Yep. Then we got a couple of weeks off and then we go to Ann Arbor and then we go to Southern California and St. Louis and yada, yada, yada. So, yep. Still a busy summer ahead of us.
Yep. So you got Vail coming up pretty soon and then not Ann Arbor, not until after 4th of July weekend, actually the 15th through the 18th for the website. So, okay. Yep. So Ray, it sounds like those are two, at least the Vail camp is a key one to try and get in their ear about going to when you want to coach in the future. And then of course, Ann Arbor probably wouldn't be bad. I don't know. Maybe you don't like Ann Arbor, but you know, being from Michigan. So anyway, two possibilities for the future. So, all right. Well, gentlemen, any last parting thoughts before we sign off here? We've kind of hit our mark for sure for timing. So anything you want to throw out there?
I'll just say one thing about what you were commenting about the coaching staff and stuff like that. You know, one of the questions I get a lot is, oh, you know, are these guys at every camp? Cause they really love the staff. And I'm like, nope, nobody can make all 14 camps. But there's always a great mix. And it's something that I view as a positive because you're getting different perspectives, right? Rob's at most camps. Nate's at about half of them. But then you're mixing in different guys. You're getting different drills. So you're getting, you're taught different, you're getting different inputs, right? So it's not like just one person's perspective. You're getting a different mix. And I think it really adds to the value of the camp experience, especially for those people that are coming back, you know, like you did, Austin, multiple times.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
That's all. I thought of when you guys were talking before about it. So
that's something like we want to encourage too, like, having different guys, like I want their perspective. I want to hear what they have to say. It's not just the campers. As a coach, I want to hear different perspectives, different way of teaching. It makes me better. So I am 100% in favor of that and something we try to promote at all our camps. I want to hear from everybody. So I think it works out pretty well.
Excellent. Yeah, I think so too. All right. Well, awesome. Well, thanks again, Ray, for joining us. Definitely appreciate it. Appreciate everything you did at camp. I thoroughly enjoyed your instruction.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on and I appreciate the camp invite. And like I said, I had a blast and, you know, I didn't get to thank everyone personally at camp. And if you did listen, like I said, I do appreciate you guys coming to camp and being sponges. Like I said, that's the best part about work, you know, great questions and the willingness to learn. So
thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening and tuning in to Weekend Warriors Hockey. And we hope you enjoyed the episode and are looking forward to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player.